T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave's awesome to work for. A great guy, obviously very, very intelligent. And we have really good players, so it makes everybody look better.
You know, when you look back, I think at your 2017 team, that was your most wins. But this team may be better, maybe deeper. What's your thoughts on it?
Well, that's a good point. We ponder that often, and I guess it really doesn't matter at this point. It's more how we play in October is going to determine really which is better. But last night was very encouraging. You know, Hyunjin Ryu had a Cy Young season, just dominant all year, and had a couple rough starts. To see him bounce back was huge. Kenley Jansen's had, you know, his shares of struggles at times and dominant at times, but his last time out was the best we've seen him all year. So we're looking at any little positive thing and just looking forward to that building and carrying into the playoffs.
You mentioned Ryu, Bob. You know the other guy that was on the mound last night. What did you think of DeGrom?
Just dominant. I mean, he was virtually unhittable. He had fastball moving, sliders into lefties that looked hittable and just disappeared to the back foot. He threw changeups in certain counts, maybe where the hitters expected fastballs. I mean, everything he did, from the command, the movement of the pitches, and the timing of the pitches, was just an incredible outing.
You know New York very well. You mentioned October. Everyone talks about the Yankees. It doesn't matter what they do in the regular season. What matters is the playoffs. Do you guys feel that same pressure because of what's happened out in L.A.?
I don't think it's the pressure. I think the expectations are high from the inside out. You know, the outside, the fans, expect to win, and that's a good thing. When you have a team that everybody expects to win, you know you have a pretty darn good team. So I don't think they necessarily feel pressure. I think guys that struggled a little bit last year in the postseason made some adjustments, so they're going to be better. And I think the experience of, you know, all the hoopla, all the media everywhere, and the people all over the place, I think that, you know, the experience, they learned maybe to tune that out, and they should be better prepared for that.
Do you, you guys have had a lot of injuries. You've had people coming in, coming out. Do you think you'll be health-wise in a good spot by the end of the month?
Well, if it ended today, yes. Justin Turner has been out for a few days, but it's nothing serious. We just got Muncy back, and for the most part, we're pretty healthy, and we've done a pretty good job in the last 4 or 5 weeks. You know, you could almost tell a month ago that we're going to have this thing. We had a big lead, so we've done our best to limit pitches when we can and give position players days off when we can. So we're doing everything possible to be healthy, and, you know, you never know. Accidents happen. Some unforeseen injuries could always pop up, but, you know, we have a good plan to combat that, and we're doing our best we can, and as of right now, we're pretty healthy.
All right, get yourself ready. Good luck. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Oh, anytime. Thanks for having me.